We've seen how pi is used in practical calculations involving circles, spheres, and cylinders. Let's have a look at how surds, that is, irrational roots such as the square root of 2 and the square root of 13, for example, are also used in practical mathematical contexts. To do this, we'll take a detour into the work of Pythagoras, who tells us how to calculate the hypotenuse of a right-angled triangle. Let's take a right-angled triangle like the one in the picture, with a base side length A, a vertical side length B, and a hypotenuse, that is the long edge of the triangle, C. Pythagoras' theorem tells us that the squared value of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squared values of the other two sides of a right triangle. We get a formula, that is C squared, that is the hypotenuse squared, equals A squared plus B squared. So, rearranging this, we end up with C equals the square root of A squared plus B squared. Once we start putting numbers against these values, we quickly see how we get an irrational result. Click to play the video to watch what happens when we put numbers on these triangle sides.